Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to your loving kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak, and be clear when you judge. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a right ruach within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your ruach hakodesh from me. Restore unto me the joy of your Yeshua, and uphold me with your free ruach. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be turned back unto you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Elohim, Elohai of my Yeshua, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Adonai, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you desire not sacrifice, else would I give it. You delight not in ascending smoke offering. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken ruach, a broken and a contrite heart, O Elohim, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Yerushalayim. Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with ascending smoke offering, and whole ascending smoke offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. Psalms 52. Why boast you yourself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of El endures continually. Your tongue devises mischiefs, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Salah. You love all devouring words, O you deceitful tongue. El shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and root you out of the land of the living. Salah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not Elohim his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Elohim. I trust in the mercy of Elohim forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it, and I will wait on your name, for it is good before your saints. Psalms 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no Yahuwah. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. Yahuwah looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek Yahuwah. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that does good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon Elohim. There were they in great fear where no fear was. For Yahuwah has scattered the bones of him that encamps against you. You have put them to shame because Yahuwah has despised them. Oh, that the Yeshua of Yasharel were come out of Zion. When Elohim brings back the captivity of his people, Yaakov shall rejoice, and Yasharel shall be glad. Psalms 54. Save me, O Elohim, by your name, and judge me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O Elohim, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set Elohim before them. Salah. Behold, Elohim is my helper. Adonai is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies. Cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice unto you. I will praise your name, O Yahuwah, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. Psalms 55. Give ear to my prayer, O Elohim, and hide not yourself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Adonai, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my guide, and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of Elohim in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into Sheol, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon Elohim, and Yahuwah shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. El shall hear and afflict them, even he that abides of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not Elohim. He has put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast your burden upon Yahuwah, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But you, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Psalms 56. Be merciful unto me, O Elohim, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O El Elyon. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. In Elohim I will praise his word. In Elohim I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In your anger cast down the people, O Elohim. You tell my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your sefer? When I cry unto you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for Elohim is for me. In Elohim will I praise his word. In Yahuwah will I praise his word. In Elohim have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Your vows are upon me, O Elohim. I will render praises unto you. For you have delivered my soul from death. Will not you deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before Elohim in the light of the living? Psalms 57. Be merciful unto me, O Elohim, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in you. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto El Elyon, unto El that performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven, and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. Elohim shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O Elohim, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise you, O Adonai, among the people. I will sing unto you among the nations. For your mercy is great unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Psalms 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O assembly? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yet in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stops her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O Elohim, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Yahuwah. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melts, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, truly there is a reward for the righteous. Truly he is an Elohim that judges in the earth. Psalms 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O Elohai. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Yahuwah. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. You therefore, O Yahuwah Elohim Sevaot, the Elohai of Yasharel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, hears? But you, O Yahuwah, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon you, for Elohim is my defense. The Elohai of my mercy shall prevent me. Elohim shall let me see my desire upon my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Adonai, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them, that they may not be, and let them know that Elohim rules in Yaakov unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of your power, yea, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto you, O my strength, will I sing, for Elohim is my defense, and the Elohai of my mercy. Psalms chapter 60. O Elohim, you have cast us off, you have scattered us, you have been displeased. O turn yourself to us again. You have made the earth to tremble, you have broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shakes. You have showed your people hard things. You have made us to drink the wine of astonishment. You have given a banner to them that fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. Elohim has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Menashe is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Yehuda is my Torah giver. Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Pelesheth, triumph you because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not you, O Elohim, which had cast us off, and you, O Elohim, which did not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through Elohim we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O Elohim, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto you, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of your wings. Selah. For you, O Elohim, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those that fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, and his years as many generations. He shall abide before Elohim forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Psalm 62. Truly my soul waits upon Elohim. From him comes my Yeshua. He only is my rock and my Yeshua. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait you only upon Elohim, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my Yeshua. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In Elohim is my Yeshua and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in Elohim. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. Elohim is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Elohim has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto Elohim. Also unto you, O Adonai, belong mercy, for you render to every man according to his work. Psalm 63. O Elohim, you are my El, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see your power and your glory, so as I have seen you in the sanctuary. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after you, your right hand upholds me, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in Elohim, everyone that swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speaks lies shall be stopped. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O Elohim, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But Elohim shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of Elohim, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in Yahuwah and shall trust in him, and all the Asherian heart shall glory. Psalm 65. Praise waits for you, O Elohim in Zion, and unto you shall the vow be performed. O you that hear prayer, unto you shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, you shall purge them away. Blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach unto you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness will you answer us, O Elohai of our Yeshua, who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength sets fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stills the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at your tokens. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of Elohim, which is full of water. You prepare them grain when you have so provided for it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with your goodness, and your cycles drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto Elohim, how terrible are you in your works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you. They shall sing to your name, Selah. Come and see the works of Elohim. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our Elohim, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holds our soul in life and suffers not our feet to be moved. For you, O Elohim, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. I will go into your house with ascending smoke offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto you ascending smoke sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come in here, all ye that fear Elohim, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Adonai will not hear me. But truly Elohim has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Elohim, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 67. Elohim, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That your way may be known upon earth, your Yeshua among all nations. Let the people praise you, O Elohim. Let all the people praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise you, O Elohim. Let all the people praise you. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and Elohim, even our own Elohim, shall bless us. Elohim shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 68. Let Elohim arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of Elohim. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before Elohim. Yeah, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rides upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is Elohim in his holy habitation. Elohim sets the solitary in families. He brings out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O Elohim, when you went forth before your people, when you did march through the wilderness, Selah. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of Elohim. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of Elohim, the Elohai of Yasharel. You, O Elohim, did send a plentiful rain, whereby you did confirm your inheritance when it was weary. Your assembly has dwelt therein. You, O Elohim, have prepared of your goodness for the poor. Adonai gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though you have lean among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When El Shaddai scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salma. The hill of Elohim is as the hill of Bashan, a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which Elohim desires to dwell in. Yea, Yahuwah will dwell in it forever. The chariots of Elohim are 20,000, even thousands of angels. Adonai is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive, you have received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that Yah Elohim might dwell among them. Blessed be Adonai, who daily loads us with benefits, even the El of our Yeshua, Selah. He that is our Elohim is the El of Yeshua, and unto Yahuwah Adonai belong the issues from death. But Elohim shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such one as goes on still in his transgressions. Adonai said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that your foot may be dipped in the blood of your enemies, and the tongue of your dogs in the same. They have seen your goings, O Elohim, even the goings of my El, my king, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye Elohim in the assemblies, even Adonai, from the fountain of Yasharel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Yehuda and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your Elohim has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O Elohim, that which you have wrought for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto you. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter you the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Mitzrayim. Cush shall soon stretch out her hands unto Elohim. Sing unto Elohim, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto Adonai, Salah. To him that rides upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he sends out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto Elohim. His excellency is over Yasharel, and his strength is in the clouds. O Elohim, you are terrible out of your holy places. The El of Yasharel is he that gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Elohim. Psalm 69. Save me, O Elohim, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying, my throat is dried, my eyes fail while I wait for my Elohim. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O Elohim, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from you. Let not them that wait on you, O Adonai Yehuah Sevaot, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek you be confounded for my sake, O Elohai of Yasharel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached you are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto you, O Yahuwah, in an acceptable time. O Elohim, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me, in the truth of your Yeshua. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Yahuwah, for your loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and hide not your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You have known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom you have wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the sefer of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your Yeshua, O Elohim, set me up on high. I will praise the name of Elohim with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please Yahuwah better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek Elohim. For Yahuwah hears the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heavens and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein. For Elohim will save Zion, and will build the cities of Yehuda, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.